up until the point that they got the shorthand goal and then the sort of fluky goal, it didn't seem like they were dominating you, but they're a pretty tough team to come back against once they get a lead like that, aren't they?
No, I thought up until that, or for the majority of the game, I thought we played quite a bit more in their own net, in their zone, and we got some pucks to the net. But you give up a shorthanded goal, obviously, kind of sucks a little bit of life out of your team. But at the same time, you gotta put that behind you and continue to play because there's a lot of hockey left. And then they get the lucky bounce off of the leg there. But again, we can't let things like that phase us. Those are gonna happen in a hockey game, and we gotta find ways to battle back and maybe score earlier, not wait around to the third period of pressure and play in their zone a little bit more.
Does it feel like that you're, when they get a couple of goal lead on you, that you're starting to turn it on? Because it looks that way.
Yeah, it seems to be where we have a little bit more urgency when we're down going into the third period, and that needs to happen at the beginning of the game and try to have that same urgency to get the lead and get that first goal. So I don't know what that is, but we need to figure out what that is and find a way to have that type of intensity in the third period in the first period and that type of pressure as well.
Mander, is it a good thing that you see these guys a week from now, so that still stays fresh in your mind?
Well, the schedule's the schedule, and we end up playing them early this coming up week, and we'll know what to expect, and we're going to have to be a lot better than we were tonight.
Did you make that rookie goalie look good tonight?
Well, I definitely did in the first period there, that's for sure. But, we had some opportunities early, and some pucks go by your sticks and through your feet that could have been a different game. But at the same time, we can't use those as excuses. We gotta continue to fight and continue to push to score goals.
Lots of shots from the outside, but the goal you get is in the blue paint, right? Is that a lesson learned, or is that?
Well, I thought we had some. So we made some good shots for rebounds, and that's what I'm talking about. Those rebounds we were just missing. And, we emphasized a little bit more putting pucks off pads from bad angles and from the outside to give the guys driving the net an opportunity to put it in. And we had a lot of misses in terms of that, and I think we were maybe overdriving a little bit. And if we maybe slowed down to get those rebounds, we could have been able to get a handle on them.
The power play been so good at the start of the year. Teams made some adjustments on the PK, or just part of the cycles.
I don't think our power play was has been poor, but it obviously wasn't where it was at the beginning of the year. We need to be better, and we can't be giving up shorthanded goals. That's definitely a no-no. So that will change, and we're going to need to win the special team battles on the majority of nights.